Egypt's new president orders the formation of a commission to look into the cases of all those arrested during the revolution. The commission will be made up of members of the military and the interior ministry. Many Egyptians were jailed during last year's deadly crackdown on anti-government protests. Israel congratulates Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, despite concerns over future ties with Cairo. Israel wants relations between Tel Aviv and Cairo to continue. Israel's longtime ally, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, was ousted in last year's revolution. Egyptians are calling for an end to Cairo's ties with Tel Aviv. Angry protesters stormed the National Election Commission in Libya's eastern city of Benghazi. They want greater autonomy ahead of assembly elections, the first in almost half a century. The vote is seen as a milestone following last year's revolution that toppled Muammar Gaddafi. A man kills three U.S.-led foreign soldiers in southern Afghanistan. The U.S.-led mission in Afghanistan says the attacker was in police uniform. We still don't know the exact location of the attack and the nationalities of the soldiers killed. Attacks against foreign troops at their peaks in spring and summer. Spanish authorities say forest fires sweeping the eastern Valencia region continue to advance. The ravaging fires have forced 3,000 people to evacuate their homes. Tens of thousands of hectares have been burned. Two people have been arrested in connection with the blaze in the Cortes de Paya area. The chairman of the UK's Barclays Bank is reportedly planning to resign. The decision by Marcus Aguirre reportedly comes after the bank was fined for attempting to manipulate interbank lending rates. British officials have urged a criminal investigation into the bankers involved in the scandal. Turkey deploys F-16 fighter jets near the Syrian border. Ankara claims the deployment is in response to Syrian helicopters flying close to its border. Last month, Syria downed a Turkish warplane, saying it had violated its airspace. Relations between the two remain tense over Turkish support for regime change in Syria. And Yemenis in the city of Taiz protest a continued closure of the Saudi embassy. They say with the embassy closed, they cannot get visas to Saudi Arabia to perform their religious Hajj pilgrimages. The embassy was closed following the kidnapping of a Saudi diplomat in the city of Aden